Welcome to Masechah Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 7, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah continues on the theme of the previous Mishnah of Hotzah, of taking an object from one domain to another, from one property to another, that one is only liable if one takes something of substance. But if it's too small or something irrelevant, then one is not biblically liable. Says the Mishnah, Hamotzi Tevin, that if a person takes out straw, how much straw do they have to take from one jurisdiction, one domain to another, for it to be considered substantial? Kimlo pihapara, it has to be the amount that could fill the mouthful of a cow, because that cows eat straw. Atza, let's say a person takes the straw, the chaff of beans or legumes. Kimlo pigamo, the amount to fill the mouth of a camel, because a camel eats that type of thing, a cow does not. Amir, if a person takes the straw that comes from oats, kimlo pitle, the amount that a sheep would eat, because the sheep eat that. Asavim, grasses, kimlo pigidi, like the mouthful of a goat. It's softer, so they can eat that. Aleishum, vali betzalim, leaves of garlic and leaves of onion, lachim, that are still moist. That means that they're fit for human consumption. Kagrogris, the shear, the amount is like a dried fig. That is actually the normal shear, the normal amount for any type of food. Yveshim, but let's say these, the leaves of the garlic or the onions are dried out, then already it's not fit for consumption for a person. Kimlo pigidi, the amount for a mouthful of a goat. Vemistarfin zemza, all these different objects, so straw of this or straw of that, or vegetables or whatever it may be, they, if you have a little bit of this and a little bit of that, they don't combine to be considered a shear. You need the amount of each specific object. Because each of them has a different amount in order for them to be qualified as a substantial enough to be liable. Hamotzli ochlim, if a person takes out any type of food, kagrogres, like we said previously, it's the amount of a dried fig. Chayev, then a person is liable. Umitstarfin zeh, and those do combine. So if a guy takes a little bit of bread, and he's got some vegetables on top of that bread, and together they would combine to the amount of a dried fig, then they are mitstarf, they do combine. Meshashavu b'shiurim, because they have the exact same shear, they have the same amount. However, if let's say a person takes out mikli pehen, he takes the peels of a vegetable or a fruit, vigarineum, or pits, vokzein, or the stems, vesuban, or if a person takes the bran, or morsnan, suban is a coarser type of bran, morsnan is a thinner type of bran, says the Mishnah, these are not things which are fit for human consumption, and therefore they're not mitzdarf, they don't combine with regular food. Rabbi Huda Omer, chutz mikli peyadashim, Rabbi Huda says the exception to this is the peels of beans, or perhaps pods of peas or something like that, because when one cooks them, one cooks it with them, and they would be considered part of that food, and therefore they would be mitzdarf, and if one took them out on Shabbos from one jurisdiction to another, they would be liable. Wishing you a wonderful day and a beautiful Shabbos.